Yes.
Yeah.
Greetings, Master.
Greetings. I've had so many healings that I don't know where to start, but I think I'd like to explain an experience that I had maybe a couple of weeks ago first. I went for a walk one morning, and you know, usually if I see a dead snake on the road, even if it's little and dead, I give it a wide berth, because that's a snake. This morning there was a snake about this long. It was very much not squashed, except one part. Apparently it had been run over the middle of it, and the innards were out. So I gave it a wide berth, not as much as the little ones, but went on by. And then all of a sudden I thought, maybe this is my opportunity. So I turned around and went back. But I didn't get too close, because it still wasn't that squished. So I stood about 2 feet away and put my hands out like this, not really believing I was going to do anything. And suddenly the little head came up and the mouth came open, and I thought, ooh, great. And I continued, and a few seconds later, about an inch further, the snake expanded. And I thought, well, who knows? So I kept on. After two or three of these expansions of the body, about like an inch at a time would expand, it got to the part that had been squashed and the innards were laying out in the road. And I thought, okay, that's as far as it's going to go. But I continued. Meantime, a car came by, and I thought, here I am standing over a snake, and a little bit away from it. But I continued. Suddenly, the rest of the snake below the innards and the tail, which was maybe a foot long, the tail turned and picked itself up. And of course, I was really excited then. So I continued, and the next thing the little snake did was, the big snake did, was pull itself about 4 inches across the road. And then it collapsed, like that was every bit of energy it had. It couldn't go any further. So I continued to, cars were coming in back of me. And I thought, well, if I step away, they'll run over the snake. So I'll just stand as if I'm looking at a snake, and they'll have to go around me, and then they won't hit the snake. So three different cars did that, and I continued. Then the snake picked up its head and maybe a couple of inches of its body and pulled. It looked to me, it turned up like this. It looked like it was trying to drag itself across the road, and it couldn't move. So I thought, well, I can't stay here any longer. There were a couple of houses down, and all this time I felt that those windows had eyes in them that were watching this dope stand in the middle of the road with her hands over a snake.
What was standing in the middle of the road?
A dope. A dummy.
Don't you ever say that about yourself, because if you acknowledge that, then so will you be.
Okay. This person.
This compassionate soul.
This compassionate soul. So I thought, well, I've got to go, but I can't leave the snake because it'll be killed for sure. So I took a stick, and for me that was being very brave. I put the stick under the snake. It was the second one. The first one broke. The second one, I picked the snake up and laid it in the grass and went on my way. And I've felt ever since that I was not doing the right thing. I should have stayed and maybe given that snake some more energy. But let's hope it made it.
So what did you learn from this experience?
Well, I have the faith in myself that I didn't have before. I'm 73 years old, and when I came to this teaching like 4 years ago, I had just hit 70. I'd been 69 didn't bother me, but 70 did. 69, it was like I was middle-aged, and that was all right. But 70, like the one day later, it was like, I'm an old woman now, and that's not all right. In social consciousness, that's not all right. So, of course, I learned...
Social consciousness doesn't know anything.
I've learned. But that first year, I was hung up on that for a whole year. I couldn't move the energy, and I thought, I'm too old. I'd look around at the people in the room and wonder, could that person be as old as I am? They're doing it. Could that person be as old as I am? And they're doing it. Then at the end of a year, you had mentioned that I wasn't afraid of dying. I was afraid of 10 million more years on planet Earth if I couldn't do this thing. So that at the end of a year, you mentioned three of our students had made a transition and they were with you on the other side. So then I relaxed and I thought, well, so if I don't make it, so what? I'll be with you on the other side. So that's how I got over that. Now I'm getting over the fact that I can do things.
You are a beauteous entity. Are young and 70. I am much older than you.
You would what?
I am much older than you.
Oh. And you are a beauteous entity.
Actually, I want you to know that because you are compassionate with the serpent, serpent's energy will bless you. And in particular, women, it blesses women. The energy that you have given to this animal will come back to you tenfold.
Oh.
So be it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want you to turn and introduce yourself to your partner. This innocent entity will be listening a lot to you in the days ahead. I want you to turn to your partner and comment, if you will, upon those who have shared their experiences. And what do their experiences tell you? You may begin.